Derek Warren here with Jody Taylor of Visit Effingham. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we got a busy month coming up. I know it starts off with the fair, starting off beginning next week on Monday. So
yeah,
we'll see. That's the first one we'll start with, I imagine, what all's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, the Effingham County Fair starts off next week and runs through that first week of August. So we're always super excited about the fair. There's so much going on. We always encourage people to go out there. You know, they have the talent show, the pageant, so many fun things. The demo derby on the last night. They have live music throughout the week. I know Gabby Barrett and Walker Montgomery is going to put on a great concert on Friday night. So we encourage people to go out there, see the animals, just check it. We have such a nice fairground, so we really encourage people just to go out there next week and enjoy that.
Yeah, definitely is a big draw for people from across the country, too. You have people from other states coming into the area for just for this event.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always well attended and always a bunch of fun every
it is.
Year.
So. It really is, yeah. So we always encourage people to start or end your July, start your August off at the fair.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully the weather isn't too hot, but we'll see.
Yes,
it is the beginning of August.
It is, yes.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we run straight into that. We also always have the Effingham Farmers Market, so that's always going on every Saturday in the month of August, and that'll run through the end of October. That's from 8 to noon. A lot of times they'll have a kid-friendly activity somewhere between 9 and 11, whether it's live music. I know they were trying to get a magician in there at one point. So that's always something really fun for the kids. You know, there's so many great artisans and vendors, and sometimes they've got like a food truck up there. So we always encourage people to enjoy the farmers market on the courthouse lawn every Saturday.
Definitely.
And then we have a really fun event coming up on Thursday, August 8th. We have a free movie night on the courthouse square.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about
that. Yeah, so we're super excited about that. The Heart Theater organization is actually putting that on. So it just works out so well with the Heart being right across the street there and, you know, what the Heart is all about. So they're putting on a free movie. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So it's a classic 90s film. So all those kids that grew up in the 90s, come with your kids and introduce them to this super fun film. But it's going to be a free movie. They're going to bring in a big screen on the courthouse lawn. So we encourage people, bring your blankets, bring your lawn chairs and get out there. The movie itself is going to start at 8:30, but come out there, I think really anytime between 6:30 and 7, you can go out there. They're going to have Toppins Soft Serve and Macklin Kettle Corn out there too.
Perfect.
So you can get a couple little snacks, but bring your drinks, bring your snacks, and just come out, you know, right before school's getting ready to start up again and enjoy this free movie.
Yeah, and I mean, it's outdoors, too. It feels like a drive-in setting.
It does. So, yeah, exactly.
Just without the vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. And they'll have, I believe they're going to have, like, Jefferson and Washington blocked off. But there's still plenty of parking everywhere. The library always has parking. City Hall has parking. So, yeah, just come and enjoy right before, you know, school starts. Bring the whole family and enjoy a fun drive-in experience right here in Effingham.
Yeah, one last summer gathering before school starts back
up.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we have another super fun event, another free event, the Bernie Sisters. They're giving a free concert, and I'm confirming, I believe, yes, it's Sunday, August 11th, and it is going to be super, just like a really cool event. They were at, I believe they were at Moxon Creek Festival, and these two girls, they're sisters, I think they're like 16 and 14, and they just play some amazing music. So this is going to be a free concert in the park at Evergreen Hollow Park on Sunday, and it's from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, bring your drinks, bring your snacks, bring your lawn chairs, and come out and enjoy these great entertainers, these great musicians. Visit Effingham along with POS Music Works is really, you know, POS Music Works is really just bringing this really great opportunity to people to just be able to enjoy music. So we're really excited about that. I know they're looking at possibly having some food for sale there too, but feel free to bring, you know, anything you want to. So a lot of fun, free things going on in the month of August before school starts that are just super family friendly and, you know, just a fun thing for people to do.
I always love hearing about new upcoming artists.
Yeah.
Very young, 14 and 16. That is impressive.
Yes. Yeah. They're very young, but they're very talented. I'm super excited to bring the family out there and enjoy that. So we really encourage people to do that. Continuing on with the music, the F&M Performance Center, they have the Newsboys are live at the EPC on August 16th, and then the Happy Together Tour are there on August 21st. So both of those are really popular. I know both of them, the Happy Together Tour is kind of oldies, and they bring back just like, and they've done this every single year and is so well attended, but it is just a bunch of oldies groups from I think like the 60s and the 70s, and they just have such a good time. It's always a well attended show. It's super fun. So we encourage people to get tickets for that if you haven't already. And then Newsboys, I think a lot of people know them. I think they've been at the EPC before too, and they're just like a Christian rock band, and they have a lot of hits. And I think that'll be just another fun one. And those are just two shows that they have in the month of August before they kind of officially kick off season 15.
Yeah, they just announced it.
Yeah, and they have some really, really good shows coming up in season 15 that I am just super excited about. So we always love when they announce all their stuff and kind of be able to go through and see which ones we want to do. Lots of cool family shows. They've got Amy Bruni, who's like a ghost hunter, which is she's gonna do a really cool thing. A lot of really great country music artists. Hairball is coming back. A lot of really great stuff that's coming up as the season progresses.
Yeah,
so we're super
excited.
It is a loaded season. Yeah. So we love to see that. Another new thing this year in August is the Central Illinois Truck Convoy. So this is August 23rd and 24th. And this will be out at the Effingham County Fairgrounds also. So every year Make-A-Wish is, and usually they kind of stay in the Altamont area, but they're kind of including Effingham in it this year. So they have a truck convoy, like a semi-truck convoy. And I believe that's coming through Effingham on one of those days, and it's all like Make-A-Wish. So everything that they, you know, money is raised goes to that. So it's for a great cause, but they're actually, they have some incredible music on August 24th at the fairgrounds. Larry Fleet and Kip Moore, who are both big country music artists. So we encourage people to get tickets, to get involved in that. You can just look up, they have a website, but and I know they have information on Facebook too, but look up that information, see how you can get involved, get tickets to the show. Again, it's going to be just a really, really fun event. It can be super family friendly too. If the kids like some country music, bring the whole family out to that too. So
yeah, it's a fun-filled month here for August.
It
for sure.
Really is, and so much music and so many things for the whole family to enjoy. There's always live music on Wednesdays at Village Wine. Pinkies has live music Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tuscan Hills Winery is always having some great live music. And then there's also on August 29th, there's the Cruise Inn at Buffalo Wild Wings. And I believe that this is probably the last cruise in before the big cruise night, which will be September 7th in downtown Effingham, that I know everyone just loves the event. It's such
it's a
fun event. Yeah. So we encourage people to come out to this last one. So they've been having them throughout the summer at different bars / restaurants throughout the summer. I know that they went to the Orchard. They went to Gabby Goat. They went to a couple other places. And this last one is at Buffalo Wild Wings. So we encourage people, if cars are your things, or if you just like a fun evening out with some drinks and some food, we encourage people to go out there on August 29th. It'll be a fun night, and just that last precursor to the Effingham Cruise Night. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. August, you know, I always, as I prepare for this, I always go and think, oh, I don't know how many events we'll have for this month. And then I go and look, and I'm like, we have a lot going on. We always have a lot going on. So that's wonderful. And we always encourage people to, If you're wanting something to do, if you're interested, just check out our website, which is visiteffinghamisle.com. We have all of the events on there. If you have an event that we haven't found, you can submit an event on there, and we'll get that on the website too. So, and people can always follow us on Facebook and Instagram, which is Visit Effingham. We try to share as much as we possibly can on there too.
Yeah, definitely. August is a busy month.
It is a busy month, yeah.
It makes for a fun month as
well. It does. It makes for a fun month.